All right, we are here on December 14th in Wesley Palms, Southern California, at the home of Caleb Shichels.
At the cocoon
of Caleb Shichels. I'm Halcyon, also joined here by Tassie. And we have just enjoyed a fabulous lunch in the Southern California sunshine and are just enjoying family and friends, and had a bunch of friends stop by as we were eating lunch, and
that's right.
Really was very, very nice.
We apologize for being a little bit late.
Sometimes friends make schedules seem a little less important. Friendships comes first. So we are here, and maybe we should just, since we're a little bit late, we'll just jump right into Hug Nation.
Okay.
So we sit here and we look at the names on our screen. We think about the people that we've passed in our lives today, our family that's close, our family that's far away. We think about friends that are close and far away, and then we start to take the tough part of Hug Nation, which is we start to take people into our hearts that we don't know at all, and we just try to know that in our hearts we embrace those people that are brothers and sisters just because they are part of our family, our human family. And we know that at a core level those people would rather hug us than hurt us. And so we let go of the news, we let go of the press conferences, and we let go of all the uncertainty. Mm-hmm. And we just start thinking about those faces. Maybe even let go of the faces. Just think of the entities, the glowing light of human energy that is dots the globe. And we start just projecting ourself and taking those people in. And then we take ourselves and we hug ourselves by the shoulders. And we feel our arms representing the arms of all those balls of loving light all around the world, all those people that are part of our human family. And as we squeeze, we imagine that we're squeezing not just our bodies, but the bodies that represent the shells of all the little balls of energy and love and light that are all over the planet. And as we squeeze and we project, all those squeezing hugs become part of one big loving entity. And we feel a part of that. And you can take whatever beliefs you want. I believe that as we squeeze and we feel that feeling, that connection, that is when we feel part of the cosmic stream. We feel a part of the God energy. And we feel part of the love that is what makes our life so rich. And so we give ourselves a squeeze. We think about all those people. We think about that connection. We try to remind ourselves that it is in that web of connection.
We're all tied together. We are one. We are one, and we come from the little stuff of the stars that's been thrown off. And we are unique, and everyone is special. And I want to thank them for giving this moment of time. The most important thing you can ever give another person is time, a little of your time. Really, no other gift is as significant as that. And you feel the oneness of humanity and pray that somehow out of the tears and the agony may come peace and joy and acceptance, because we are very special to each other. And to give us this moment of time, I want to thank you, because that means that your mind and my mind touch, and we are mind as God is mind, and we are helped toward one another as we rejoice and visualize. I've been in Haiti, I've been around the world 80 days, my wife and I can think of all the great sadness at this season of the year. I have to think of a village in where I helped to build a hospital in Lembe, Haiti, that's been flood has taken away the hospital. I think about all these, think of individuals individually who are part of me because they allowed me to touch them. And thank you for this moment in time, because you've given me the most important gift you could give is a little bit of time.
And so we'll take just about 30 more seconds of time and just in silence feel ourselves spreading out around the world and feel the world penetrating into ourselves until it is just one flow of love.
Have you ever heard of that poem, "No man is an island, no woman stands alone, each man's joy is joy to me, each woman's grief is my own. We need one another, so I will defend every person's right as a brother and sister to the very end."
Thank you. Happy Hug Nation. Thank you for joining us. May love follow you on your path this week.
Thank you.
That's unusual.